الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. Surely we have given you Kawthar. Therefore, pray to your Lord and make a sacrifice. Surely your enemy is the one who will be without posterity. Respected religious scholars, my elders, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. As you are aware, the topic of my speech today is Fatma, the defender of Velayat. Before I begin my topic, I would like to emphasize on a very important point. Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, Assalamu alaikum, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Kawthar in the Holy Quran, whom Allah made the cause of abundance for the Prophet, was not just a defender of Velayat. Instead, she was the main contributor and promoter of Velayat. She came to defend Velayat when it was required. Hazrat Fatima, Salaam alayhi, started contributing in the establishment of Velayat from her early childhood. Because of her immense contribution, the Prophet used to call her Ummayabiha, which is translated as the mother of her father. However, based on the context, I will interpret it as the nucleus of her father's mission. If you look at the life history of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam contributed in the struggle of Velayat in every stage of the Prophet's life, whether it was in Makkah, where he was facing several hardships from the Quraysh, or in Medina, where he established the state of Islam. She helped the Prophet's efforts during war and peace. Defense is just one aspect of this contribution and commitment. It is only needed when there is an attack on something or someone from the enemy. When Velayat came under attack from the people who deviated from the teachings of the Prophet, Fatima defended in such a way that left no excuse for anyone at any time to run away from it. Not then, not now, and not in the future. Defense of Velayat started with the passing away of the Prophet, when the Ummah deviated from the right path. Velayat is the core issue for Islam as well as humanity. As Maulana Rumi said in his famous Persian poetry, Chu Sahabin Bari Dunya Sahtan, Mustafa Rabi Le Kafan Andahtan, Kashte Awal Chu Nehat Memare Bach, Dasaraya Mirad Wad Divar Bach. The companions were chased, the translation is that, the companions were chasing worldly objects and fell behind on religious goals. They left the Prophet without a burial. Even if a wall reaches the skies, if it is started off with the incorrect foundation, it will still end up looking crooked. To defend this core issue, Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam personally came into the scene. She sacrificed her baby defending the Velayat. She went to court and delivered a marvelous sermon which is remembered throughout history. She did this against the oppressors when she was not even able to walk by herself due to the injuries inflicted upon her. She went door to door in Medina asking for help from Muslims for this noble and very important mission. She asked people to help their wali and imam of the time. She would remind them that they were at the wali. Now that Velayat was taken away from its owner, it was their responsibility to come and help Imam Ali alayhi salam. She would urge the Ummah to come forward as they were the witness of the fact that Velayat is the right of Imam Ali alayhi salam and was appointed by the Prophet. When no one was there to say labbaik in her response to her call, except a handful of people, she said a heart-breaking mercia. Sabbat alayya masaiban lawanaha sabbat alal ayyami sirna liya liya. Such calamities have visited me, that had they descended on the day, it would have darkened. A question was asked by a renowned scholar of what was the tragedy that Hazrat Zahra salam alayhi was mentioning in this poetry. He replied, it was the deviation of the Ummah from Velayat. The burning of the door of her house and insults by oppressors, seizure of Fada, loss of her baby, were indeed horrible tragedies, but the deviation of Ummah from Wali was the core issue that had everlasting effects on Islam and the mission of her father and herself. The aspect of her life is not only limited to women, as it is often said. The Siyat of Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam is for all of us, regardless of gender and age. We need to study her life very deeply and try to learn and adopt principles from her life. Everyone should come up to defend Vilayat if it is under attack. If Vilayat is established, then it is obligatory for everyone to promote and contribute towards it in any possible manner. In other words, we should work proactively for Vilayat at all times and be reactive only when it's under attack. As Imam Khomeini said, protection of a system is of utmost importance to the extent that it is even more important than Salat and fasting. Today, we are very fortunate to be alive in an era when the system of Vilayat has been established. This success has been achieved by a son of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, who strived throughout his life from the inspirations of Hazrat al-Zahra. This will lead to pave the way for the reappearance of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salam alayhi, beloved son, Imam of our time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. If you look back 30 years, this system was just a theoretical concept or an ideology. Imam Khomeini has taken it out of books and put it into practice by successfully establishing it in an important part of the world. Now that the system of Vilayat is in place, it is our utmost responsibility to make every effort to implement it in our daily lives. We must contribute and promote and defend this system by whatever means available in order to hasten the reappearance of the Imam of our time. There is a saying from one scholar that if someone succeeds in establishing a system of Islam, even in a small village, his work is far more pressure than anything ever done for Islam. On this note, I would like to thank everyone for listening to my thoughts. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.